It is true that several people have been arrested following a very violent protest, which led to the deaths of well over 100 people and destruction of lots of property. The estimated number is around 9,000.
Can you confirm for us whether some of those arrested include the Oromo Federalist Congress leaders like Jawar Mohammed, Bekele Gerba, Eskinder Mega? Is it true that these people have been arrested?
Yes, the arrest included the leaders and members of some of the opposition groups, which includes from the Oromo Federalist Congress, it includes Jawar Mohammed, Bekele Gerba, and others. The third person you mentioned is Eskinder Nega, in a government response to the violent protests.
So, Dr. Bekele, has your organization had the opportunity to visit with those that have been detained?
Yes, we did. We probably have not covered all the detention centers, but we have visited several of them, including the ones in Addis where some of the high-profile detainees are being held at, and some of the detention facilities outside of the capital, Addis Ababa, as well.
Ethiopian authorities have reportedly said that the protesters have been acting on the orders of the Oromo Liberation Army in reaction to the killing of journalist Hakainu Hundessa.
Yeah, well, I do understand that the government in its preliminary investigation attributed the violence to an armed insurgency group known as the Oromo Liberation Army. But the underlying causes of the protest and the circumstances that led to the killing of the artist Hakainu Hundessa and the follow-up violence to that is still under investigation. And we will have to wait and see what the outcome of that investigation is like. But from the Human Rights Commission, we are undertaking an investigation into the violence and the types of human rights abuses that has happened in the context of the violent protest.
You were quoted last year, Dr. Bekele, as saying that the human rights situation in Ethiopia was exacerbated due to mainly non-state actors. What would you say is the state of human rights now in Ethiopia, say under Prime Minister Abiy's government?
I mean, I would definitely say that overall human rights situation in Ethiopia has made a lot of positive progress over the last couple of years, both in terms of the opening up of political space and civic space, and the repeal of several of the repressive laws and the opening up of media space and political space and civic space in which private press and freedom of expression is thriving on. But be that as it may, this does not mean that there are no human rights problems, there are no human rights challenges, and there are no human rights issues. Indeed, actually, Ethiopia is facing a series of human rights challenges. Much of the human rights crisis is the problem that emanates from the political crisis of the country. So there's a lot of progress, but at the same time, a very complicated human rights crisis seems to persist. But at least it is fair to say that there is no policy of systemic human rights abuse being perpetrated by government as a matter of policy.